from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, unseemly light shining on both presidential campaigns.
He just came strolling right in. There was no second to put a robe on or any sort of clothing or anything. Some girls were topless, other girls were naked.
That's Tasha Dixon. Now, she's a former Miss Arizona who competed in the Miss USA pageant, one of several women in recent days who've come forward to support allegations regarding Donald Trump's treatment of women. Mr. Trump owned the pageant. More allegations emerged Wednesday involving the Republican presidential candidate and what multiple women described as incidents of groping or kissing them on the mouth. A common thread in reports featured in the New York Times, Palm Beach Post, and People magazine were people seeing the video that emerged last week in which Trump described kissing or grabbing women without their consent and his subsequent denial at Sunday's debate with opponent Hillary Clinton. Attorneys representing Trump sent a letter to Times executive editor demanding the newspaper remove the article from its website and issue an apology. The Clinton campaign now itself has been subjected to some unwanted blowback from the Trump allegations with Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, being interrupted in a speech he was giving in the state of Iowa. In the meantime, the Hillary Clinton campaign faced more criticism of its own on Wednesday with the latest batch of hacked emails released by WikiLeaks. The messages included correspondence from 2011 between spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri and John Halpin, a senior fellow at the liberal think tank Center for American Progress. Halpin wrote that the country's most powerful conservatives are all Catholic and called their politics an amazing bastardization of the faith. This is VOA News. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. A Pentagon statement said the Tomahawk cruise missiles were launched at radar sites along Yemen's Red Sea coast. The statement said destroying the radar sites will degrade their ability to track and target ships in the future. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook described the strikes as self-defense in order to protect U.S. personnel and ships. An explosion in the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state killed at least eight people Wednesday and wounded more than a dozen others. The blast in Maiduguri erupted as a taxi approached a gasoline station near a camp that shelters refugees from Boko Haram jihadist attacks. It was unclear if a bomb had been planted in the taxi or if a passenger detonated the explosives. Australian police are charging two 16-year-old boys with planning an Islamic State-inspired attack.
We were well aware of these two 16-year-olds, and again, I can't say a great deal about them, and I clearly can't identify them, but we have been aware of them, we have been concerned about them, and we have been undertaking what you would expect we would undertake with people that we have concerns about in the world of counterterrorism.
New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Catherine Byrne says the teens were carrying knives when arrested in a suburb of Sydney. Police are not sure if they had an intended target. Hurricane Nicole is bearing down on Bermuda. The U.S.-based National Hurricane Center's the Category 3 hurricane with sustained winds of 185 kilometers per hour is expected to hit Bermuda early Thursday. United Nations expected to appoint former Portugal Prime Minister Antonio Guterres as the Secretary General on Thursday. UN General Assembly President Peter Thompson said in a statement he hopes the 193-member body will unanimously approve Guterres' nomination after the Security Council recommended the former prime minister last week. Should he be confirmed, he'll replace current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. And the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature? Well, this is Sara Danius, who is the permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2016 is awarded to Bob Dylan for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown.
Mr. Dylan is the first songwriter to receive the prestigious international award. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.